A storm complicates Haiti's rebuild. Attackers in Karnataka state try to force a believer to keep the gospel to herself. And in the season of rummage sales in the U.S., there's a better way to help the church. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A dangerous storm ripped through tents at a Haiti relocation camp on the six-month anniversary of the deadly earthquake. The trail of destruction was a reminder of the challenges ahead. Baptist Haiti Missions' Ron Sparks says,
the tent cities in the Port-au-Prince area received a lot of damage by wind, and so then when the rain comes, obviously they're not prepared to withstand the wetness.
BHM's been active in recovery efforts. They've sent in several construction teams.
We've built over a dozen permanent homes for individual families, and we've helped to build or repair well over 50 additional homes. All the schools are back up and running, and churches are meeting regularly,
which is key to their outreach.
Those with injuries or those without homes have gone to the local village churches as a meeting place. And so in the process, we're able to share the gospel with those people, and they're very open and receptive to it.
Next, a Christian woman was brutally beaten for sharing her faith in Karnataka State, India. The woman, who was a member of a church led by a Gospel for Asia-supported missionary, was home when 15 men arrived at her door accusing her of forcing people to convert to Christianity. Then they began attacking her with knives. Unlike many attacks against Christians in India, police acted immediately, arresting 14 of the 15 men. Pray for the woman as she recovers and for her faith to remain strong. You're listening to Mission Network News. While millions of people lack health care in Mozambique, Mission Aviation Fellowship is helping make the critical difference through MOSMED, a medical care partnership providing medical care to rural areas. Program Manager for MAF Mozambique, Warren Veal.
There's about 33,000 people for every doctor in the country. Actually, here in the north, that statistic is a little bit worse. Because there's even fewer doctors here in the north.
MAF flies the medical team to 8 isolated villages for week-long clinics. While it's meeting needs, Veal says they need more full-time doctors, nurses, and other professionals. Sharing the gospel is also important, but it's tough in a predominantly Muslim region.
So we can't do very much open-air evangelism or showing the Jesus film, but certainly, you know, when people are sitting there at the clinic, it's obviously a wonderful time to talk to them about Jesus and to share God's love with them.
Meanwhile, who knew getting rid of old books could be so rewarding? Connie McCollum says the Christian Resources International's Barrier Bookshelf program has helped believers around the globe.
We receive daily letters from people in other countries saying thank you for sending a Bible to them because they would never have an opportunity to read it for themselves.
Many of the letters express the way a Bible has changed lives, as was the case for one man in a country north of Ethiopia.
He sent us a thank you yesterday just saying how much it has impacted his life and changed the life of his family and how blessed he was because he received that.
So don't sell those garage sale books just yet. Participate in Barrier Bookshelf by sending in old Bibles, theology books, and devotionals.
If you really want to be blessed and you are looking to get rid of an extra Bible that you have laying around your house, Barrier Bookshelf is a great way to do that.
And finally, on April 25th, World Malaria Day, Child Care Worldwide asked you to provide mosquito nets for families in Kenya and Uganda. Well, thanks to generous donors like you, they met their goal of 550 nets, distributing them to some of the poorest people in Africa. Thanks to those nets, hundreds of lives have been saved from malaria-carrying mosquitoes. Plus, with each net received, recipients see Christ's love in action and how much He cares. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University, is supported by listeners like you. Well, all during the month of July, Faith Comes By Hearing is making available a free copy of the dramatized New Testament on MP3 CD. Through the music, sound effects, and more, Scripture will come alive. You'll also receive a bonus CD of an interview I did with FCBH's President Morgan Jackson. To get your free dramatized New Testament, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.